We now start with a session on management commentary. I'd like to give the floor to Julia.
Thank you very much, Hans. Hello, everyone. So the purpose of this session is to get your views on our tentative outreach plans on the exposure draft on management commentary. I'm not going to go through detail on the slides about scope and objective of the project, but I'm happy to take questions if you have any questions. What I would like to talk about briefly is the timing and also what our tentative outreach thinking is. So first of all, with respect to timing, we currently expect to publish the exposure draft towards the end of April. However, we are monitoring the work of the trustees on sustainability, and so we may need to adjust the timing of the publication of the management commentary exposure draft to make sure that both publications receive their due prominence. The board has not yet set the comment period for the exposure draft on management commentary. We ask the board to make decisions on that next week. So that's what I wanted to highlight on the timing front. Now, with respect to our current outreach thinking, this is summarized on the slide, slide seven in the agenda paper for this session. So what we would like to focus on in our outreach. So first of all, with investors and creditors, we would like to understand whether the proposals do address the information that investors and creditors need. With respect to national standard setters, we would like to understand whether the proposed requirements are enforceable and whether there are any potential barriers to adoption of the proposed practice statement. And also, we would like to understand if there are any specific local requirements or guidance that could be included in the revised practice statement to make it more effective in achieving its objectives. With standard status on sustainability, we would like to understand whether the proposed practice statement is compatible with industry-specific and topic-specific guidelines. For preparers, we would like to understand whether the proposed application guidance would help them to apply the requirements in the practice statement. And we would also like to get their views on the costs and challenges related to applying the proposals. And finally, with auditors, we would like to understand whether any aspects of the proposals would prevent from providing assurance on management commentary. So these are our tentative thoughts on the focus of future outreach. And our questions to you are, first of all, do you have any comments on our tentative plans? Do you plan to conduct outreach in your jurisdictions? And would you be interested in conducting joint outreach? Is there anything that we can do to support you in your outreach activities? And do you have any other advice or suggestions for us? So these are our questions.
Thank you, Julia. Who can I give the floor to? Chiara.
Thank you, Hans. Yes, we consulted initially with our members of the consultative forum of standard setters. They generally did not plan to host a specific event on management commentary, but some have indicated that they could consider an outreach in combination with other topics. So we have to think how to combine it with other topics. There was less appetite compared to other projects, simply because in Europe this is a non-mandatory regulation. So the priority for our constituents, to what we understand, goes to other projects. However, I reiterate also in this case our interest in joining forces with you. And I can tell you from an EFRA perspective, we plan to consult our working groups, including the user panel, the advisory panel on intangibles, where the ISB is also a member observing, But we also plan to consult members of the European Lab Project Task Force on Non-Financial Risks and Opportunity. It's a project whereas the task force experts are exploring good practices on the linkages between non-financial risks and opportunities and the business models. So I think their expertise could bring some valuable input into this this discussion. We may also support with specific questions on interactions with the local regulations.
Okay, Linda.
Thank you. I think the dilemma that we face in Canada is that we actually can't endorse this and make it required because management commentary, or called management's discussion and analysis in Canada, falls under the jurisdiction of our securities regulators. And so one of the things when I read slide 7, I found absent was any outreach that you might do with securities regulators. And the reason I mention that is I am presuming with the work you've done on the management commentary project that you're going to have some very good content that should be drawn to the attention of the securities regulators in jurisdictions that they could consider as potential improvements in the current regime. And so we'd certainly like to cooperate with you on that, but we can't unilaterally do anything to make it enforceable or to speak with the auditors about assurance, et cetera, since it does fall under the domain of the securities regulators. We do plan on making some limited outreach. The board won't consider the actual formal outreach plan until May, but ahead of this discussion, I did have an informal discussion with the board about how we were going to have to rank projects, as you have a number of important documents out. And so this one falls more into the limited outreach category in terms of ways we could be helpful to you in putting you in touch with certain stakeholders in Canada. But those would be the comments that I would make, and I'm sure there's other jurisdictions that are in a similar position.
Okay. EH?
Yes, thank you.
EH? Yes?
Yes, yes. Do you hear me?
Yes, clear.
Okay. I think the other countries who adopted this practice statement, but there are many countries who didn't really adopt. So I believe outreach better focus on jurisdictions who adopted this practice statement rather than the other group of countries. But we, Korea, plan to have a sort of outreach type of activities with regulatory bodies because similar to different countries like Canada, we have our own MDNA type of obligation for preparers. So we try to discuss with the Korean regulatory bodies whether to ask their sense of this new proposal. So that's the only thing. And if I add something more, as far as I know, this management commentary have very much to do with this sustainability reporting and the whole issue. Amendment of this management commentary started in connection with this sustainability reporting. So I think the timing of enacting has somewhat sensitive, but my thought is that regardless of what's happening with this ES reporting, we better complete this amendment at this moment. That's my view. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Hans. I'd say we'd be very interested in supporting the board with a joint outreach event on this subject. I should say we're supportive of the staff's areas of focus set out on slide 7. Happy to engage as a national standard setter. I think my only sort of point is that it's going to be the challenge of this is going to be ensuring that the principles in the practice statement are not incompatible with local laws. If we're going to aim for consistency in reporting in this area to the extent that that's possible. So obviously we're happy to engage over that. In the UK context, it's pretty well established through our strategic report and supporting guidance. But I say, if you want to come back to us to arrange something as a joint outreach event, then please do.
Jim, did you want to add something?
Just a similar comment to Linda's. When you look at the outreach plan and including outreach with securities regulators, even in the U.S. for those foreign private issuers using IFRS, the interaction of the SEC's MD&A requirements with a voluntary guidance on management commentary, and then also, and maybe it's implicit in the plan, the outreach with auditors, but perhaps also audit regulators, impact on, you know, audit opinions, and, you know, are the standards compatible with the guidance.
Vincent?
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon to everybody. So Patrick, would have been happy to provide feedback on this very specific topic, but unfortunately I have to leave the session, so I will try to speak on his behalf. So the first observation I wanted to make is that we are talking here about updating a practice statement that is not endorsed in the European Union and accordingly is not applicable in our jurisdiction. We are not aware of French entities applying the practice statement at the moment, but we know that some of them are heavily monitoring the project because, well, they think that there are useful bits to take away from it. However, we don't intend at this stage to do some outreach in this respect because we, as the agenda, is already pretty busy with consultation, and unfortunately we don't have the resources to do so. I wanted just to provide some additional information that you might find useful for you for process at staff level. The management commentary practice statement is not endorsed in the European Union because, as Chiara said, there are, and other stakeholders said, management commentary or management reports are heavily influenced by local regulatory frameworks that are applicable in each EU jurisdiction, and that are supplemented by the accounting directive, and in particular Article 19 of Chapter 5 of this directive. It's also important to flag that the non-financial reporting directive, is currently being revised at the moment and is expected to be finalized for approval by the EU Commissioner next month. And in that context, we expect the accounting directive to be modified to serve as a basis for further progress in sustainability reporting in the European Union. It is also expected that sustainability reporting will to be significantly present under a mandatory regime of disclosures for entity in scope. So further to the revision, sustainability reporting is expected to be located in the management report, and the related disclosures are also expected to be set out by standards that will be embedded in the EU legal framework through delegated acts. The standards are also expected to be elaborated by a European standard setter. As you know, a project task force has recently made some preparatory work in this on sustainability reporting and published its report on the 8th of March on the EFRAG website. And there are maybe two matters that you might wish to consider in this report that could be useful for you in the context of this project. The first point was on the fact that disclosure, the task force recommended that disclosures on sustainability reporting be based on the double materiality concept And so as a consequence, there will probably be a difference between the way of approaching materiality between the proposed revised practice statement and the approach that is currently retained, that may be retained by the European Union. And the second point that is also maybe useful to flag is that the fact that the task force recommended that the standardized report be located in a specific section of the management report that would be called sustainability statements. So as a conclusion of that, to say that for you to have fruitful discussion, we recommend that maybe you contact the task force in the context of your outreach to have fruitful discussion in the context of this project. And I think that Patrick would be happy if you could chat with the task force. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent. You.
Okay, thank you, Hans. First of all, we generally agree with the staff's tentative outreach plans. Regarding question one, slides page 7 shows the possible areas of focus for the ISB's outreach. We would like to suggest two additional group of stakeholders to be involved in the outreach. One is the regulators, similar to Linda and others' comments. The second group is some professional research institutions or some consulting institutions. We think that it would be helpful to balance the views and the demands among various stakeholders. And the second suggestion on question one is that we suggest the board focus on the local law and the regulatory requirements when conducting outreach to better improve the compatibility of the management commentary with the existing local regulations. That's our comments on question one. On question two, as usual, we will publish the Chinese version of the ED on management commentary immediately after the ISB publishing the finalized ED, and we will seek the feedback from the Chinese stakeholders. Second, regarding the outreach activities, we might also conduct some outreach with different stakeholders. And if the ISB is willing to conduct outreach in China, we will provide relevant support. On question three, similar to our comments on the previous session, we hope the board or the staff could provide support on material, on some technical inquiry, and provide some guidance if possible. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nayoung.
Thank you, Hans. Can you hear this? Can you hear it?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, actually, there were many similar comments earlier, but I'd like to deliver some comments from ALSIC members. So regarding the question number one, it's about the staff's tentative outreach plans. Well, most ALSIC members have provided comments, consider that it would be appropriate to improve compatibility with management commentary requirements and existing local regulations, focusing on local laws and regulatory requirements when conducting outreach plans. Actually, specifically to this, it is suggested that local regulators will need to be added to a key stakeholder group, as already mentioned by China. And also one member points out that the IASB could aim to better understand, well, the domestic application issues from those countries that have adapted management commentary. And regarding the second question, it's about the local outreach plans. Some AS members who provided comments intend to conduct outreach with local stakeholders. And on the other hand, most AOS members are interested in conducting joint outreach events with IASB. Well, given the feedback on these local outreach plans, a joint outreach events seems to be attractive by the AOS member. And regarding the third question, it's about the support from IASB. Well, most AOS members generally said that outreach materials, like some educational material, best practice, online Q&A session like that, that are prepared by IASB, will be helpful in effective engagement with stakeholders, and also it will creating some social awareness of the project. Further, some members suggest that the direct participation by the IASB project team members, I mean the staffs, will be effective. And lastly, one member additionally suggests that this outreach with regional stakeholders, well, maybe the opportunity to highlight and explaining some interactions of the management commentary with sustainability reporting. So I mean the and possible future common set of sustainability standards. So that's all the comments from AOS members. Thank you.
Thank you, Nayoung. Nobu?
Yes, thank you, Hans. We have a question that relates to EH's comment, which is about the relationship between, or the potential relationship between what the potential sustainability standard board might address. And there have been several questions from our constituents asking whether or if the new board may take up this project, or at least there's an overlap with some of the requirements, and whether if there's uncertainty in which board is undertaking this these issues, whether it's the right timing to ask these questions now, or should you postpone that until you have a better idea of which board addresses which issues and when. So if you can tell us your views on that, that would be highly appreciated.
Yulia, perhaps good that you get into this question when you do the summing up at the end, okay? Then Raymond.
Thank you, Hans. We've got a scenario where the companies that are in the listed space generally are required to provide some sort of commentary. So because the practice statement that's an issue at the moment has been, it's not mandatory across the different jurisdictions. Different people have done different things. Sometimes there's fallback on what is legislated. So the legislation would tell companies what information should be provided in their commentary. In other scenarios, they've fallen back on the practice statement. So there's different practices. In the unlisted company space, it's generally a free-for-all at the moment. And that some companies, should you choose to provide any information, the practice statement has been the go-to to document or guidance that a lot of companies have used. So there's going to be a lot of, I think we'll need to engage both regulators and companies themselves in taking this process forward. So at the moment, I think we find ourselves in a similar boat to a lot of the people that have spoken this afternoon, that there's a need to engage with the regulators as well, because I think they'll mostly be affected by this. And given the fact that, you know, it's not a mandatory statement to apply on the African continent, there'll be a need to educate people as well on it in terms of the changes that are coming and how those might potentially impact them. But I think in terms of getting it mandatorily applied, that's going to take a little bit longer. It'll then certainly have to go down the regulatory or the legislative sort of route. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond. Rodrigo?
Thank you, Hans. We have been talking about this project for a long time, and because that, we welcome the opportunity to have the exposed draft. In our jurisdiction, we are planning virtual meetings with different stakeholders, analysts, preparers, regulators, and auditors as well. And absolutely, it will be extraordinary if you could have the staff supporting our outreach events. We need someone to answer the difficult questions. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rodrigo. So, Julia, would you like to sum up and answer for some questions, perhaps?
Thank you very much, Hans. So first of all, thank you very much for your contribution. It's very helpful, as always. I think one message that I've heard probably loudest and clearest is the need to engage with regulators, particularly on this specific project. And you're absolutely right. It should have been on that slide seven. So I know that different jurisdictions have sort of different degrees of interest in performing outreach in this project, and in some cases it's more limited. In some cases there is more interest, so we will go in there and think about it, and we'll get in touch with you offline perhaps to take this forward in due course when we are approaching the publication date. In terms of the interaction with sustainability and in terms of what any future board could possibly do, I think it's probably a little bit too early to talk about how it all might look in the future. It is clear that this project focuses on information needs of primary users of financial statements, and it focuses on material information that could influence the decisions about providing economic resources to the entity. At the same time, of course, there is an overlap between that information and those decisions and sustainability information. We can think about management commentary report, you know, some use this analogy of a docking station as a place where material sustainability information could be provided. But again, it's probably a little bit too premature to talk about how the future might look like in that respect. I think that Peter and Matt might be on this call as well, so I wonder if they have anything to add to my summary.
Julia, thank you. I think I would just add regarding the sustainability perspective that irrespective of what the trustees decide to do, the design of the practice statement throughout has borne in mind the need for a management commentary to potentially include sustainability related information. And so it is something that is being thought about throughout the project and something that we expect we will need to engage on during our outreach.
And perhaps if I could add a question. A few ASAF members said that this would be a low priority for you. And given that the board's discussing the comment deadline next, or the comment period next week, I wonder if that's, it's a low priority for you and so you don't intend to do much outreach regardless. Or for some of you, is it, it's a lower priority than other things, and that if it, if there weren't other projects going on at the same time, you'd be more inclined to comment. I'd be interested if anybody has any comments on that.
Linda?
Thank you. Thanks, Peter. It's a great question in terms of context. We actually would prefer to spend more time on the management commentary because we think that we have the right connections to talk to people, to get valuable information, to provide expertise and relevant commentary back to you. But given the number of documents that are out, as well as dealing with some domestic issues, it's very much more a lower priority as opposed to a low priority to us. So I hope that helps.
Okay, well, that is something for us to think about. Any other questions? I don't think that is the case. And I think we have come to the end of today's meeting a little bit earlier than expected. Thank you for your contributions today, and we will resume our meeting tomorrow at the same time as this morning, and I look forward to our discussions on Friday. Thank you very much.
Thank you.